Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98FM.
White lies that we tell in our relationships. Are you guilty of telling any?
Adrian, how many drinks did you have last night?
One.
You were in the pub with your mates last night. I know you were.
That was the night before.
Oh, the night before. And your missus was at home waiting for you.
Yep.
Had the fart lighting, the whole lot. How many pints did you have on Tuesday night?
Two.
Oh, it's gone up.
Yeah, two.
How many pints did you tell her you had?
Two.
How many did you actually have?
Three.
What's like getting blood from a stone? How many did you... She's not listening. How many did you have?
Three.
The reason I'm asking Adrian this is because... a story in the news today about white lies and how they can save a relationship. Now, we're not talking about massive big lies, yep. Okay? We're talking about the white lies that you tell in relationship. It says, here's what the story in the mail says. Little white lies are the key to strengthening in a relationship. We're not talking about whopper lies, and they will leave you single, but little white lies in a relationship are no harm. And seemingly, Adrian... we tell our partners at least one white lie every single day.
Really?
Now, how many pints did you have on Tuesday night?
One.
It's come back down to one. They've also given examples of some of the lies that that women and men tell in relationships. And one of them that women tell, and we want to get to the bottom of this as well, is about the cost of their hair.
Yeah, haircut's only 20 quid, isn't it?
Now, according to my wife, for the first 6 years of our relationship, a full mesh. Do you know what a full mesh is?
No, but I don't need to know, do I?
No, well, I don't know what a full mesh. But my wife is claiming to me, and still claims to me, that a full mesh, I think it's where you get your hair completely, get the roots done.
Right.
A full mesh for a woman to get done is €50.
Right.
Now, is that true or is it not true?
Well, I have no idea, because... I don't even know what a full mesh is.
Okay, well, if there's a hairdresser listening or a woman who's listening, can you please tell me whether or not my wife is lying to me? Is a full mesh, which means getting your hair, getting the roots done on your hair, is it between 50 and 60 quid? Because if it's not, my wife has been lying to me for the last 6 years. She constantly lies about how much her haircut costs. Because she knows mine only costs a tenner. My haircut's a tenner.
Mm. Yeah, mine's, mine's 12.
How many pints did you have on Tuesday?
None.
See, a good liar... Someone who can lie will always remember their lies.
Oh.
You've forgotten them. You've gone from 3 to 1 to 0 to 2.
Okay, what little lies do you tell to your partner or have you told? Yeah, go on.
The next time you're in, here's a trick. The next time you're in the pub and you're drinking pints, write the number that you're going to lie to your wife about on the back of your hand.
Good plan.
So when she arrives home, she says, Adrian, I can smell drink off you. How many did you have? You look at the back of your hand. You say, oh, is that the time? Four.
Right, okay.
And they never wash your hands.
I'd never say four, by the way. Never. Okay. 6797981 is our telephone number. What little lies... See, that's why we're playing that music in the background.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
What little lies do you tell just for a quiet life, I suppose? 6797981 is our telephone number. And by the way, for some lucky caller between now and the end of the show, I have a €50 Des Kelly Interiors gift card voucher. It's all to celebrate their brand new store, now open on Belgard Road in Talla. And a fine store it is as well.
In fact, you might win that voucher if you can tell me how much a full mesh is. I need to know.
Anyway, get in touch with us right now, 6797981. What little lies do you tell to your other half? Where am I going now? I'm going to line one. Jack is in Talla. You're on 98FM, Jack. How are you?
Not too bad, lads. Thanks very much.
So, Jack, we all have to go to the toilet. It's something us humans all have in common.
You don't need to lie about that now, do you?
No, Jack does. You lie. You pretend to be going to the toilet. For what reason?
Well, lads, not being funny, but when you're stuck downstairs and she's watching Coronation Street EastEnders and you've just had enough of it, you have to make up something to get out of there.
And no one is ever going to question your toilet.
No.
No one's going to say you don't need to go to the toilet.
Of course not, no.
No.
Exactly, that's how you get away with it, because she's not going to say, oh, you don't need to go. I mean, you know?
So you basically tell a lie about having to go to the toilet in order to watch like a YouTube video.
I go up, yeah, just go up there and watch videos on YouTube just so I can get away from Coronation Street and Fair City and that.
Can you not just say, I'm going to watch YouTube videos to get away from Coronation Street?
No, because if I do that, then I met with a death stare and I put in the bad books for the next week.
What, it's a compulsion to watch Coronation Street?
Oh, in this house, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
There's actually a great app, lads, that you can use on your phone. I think I have it somewhere on the phone. And this is basically an app where it simulates the sound that you're having a shower. So you put the app on your phone and you bring the phone into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you turn... Let me just see if I... And you basically turn the... Sorry, I'm trying to open the app here. You turn the app on when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it makes out that you're having a shower in the bath. And basically, if she... thinks that you're lying or whatever,
yeah,
she'll go up to the door and all she'll hear is this in the background. She'll hear, there it is. It's called, it's a, you can find this on an Android or phone. It's called a fake share app. And I've used it before. So basically what you do, Jack, is you go into the bathroom, yeah?
Right.
Place the phone on the floor of the bathroom. This is gold. Turn the fake share app on. There is the noise. Do a bit of singing every minute just to make it authentic. You know what I mean? I will survive whatever song you sing in the shower.
Sorry, I have a simpler solution.
Yeah?
Don't make, just turn the bloody shower on.
No, that's a waste of water. That's a waste of water. So there you go. Look. And she'll knock on the door. Jeremy, honey, I'm still in the shower.
That's hilarious. Okay, Paul, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paul? Will you turn off the shower, Jeremy?
I'm still showering. Okay, hang on.
How are you doing, David? You well?
Okay, now, tell me the little white lie you told.
Well, about November 7, 2017, my daughter and her boyfriend bought me a ticket to see Kevin Bridges last November 2018. So I never actually mentioned it to my partner, the girl I go out with, and... then when it came up to the night of the actual Kevin Bridges show, my partner had asked me to go to the movies with her and stay in her house that night. So I told her my boiler was broke and I had somebody calling over to have a look at it, and I went to see Kevin Bridges.
And Kevin Bridges, for anyone who doesn't know, is a comedian.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, yeah, he's a Scottish comedian.
Yeah, but hang on, your boiler was broke.
No, it wasn't. I told her it was.
Yeah, but hang on. How would that affect you seeing her? Because you're not going to get a plumber to your house at in night.
Well, I told her it was a friend of a friend was coming over to the house to have a look at it.
Can I just tell you, Paul? Nobody will ever believe that a plumber would call to a house at 8 o'clock at night. It's hard to get them there at any time of the day.
I know. She did. She believed me. She actually believed that they were coming over, yeah.
That's unbelievable. Would it not have been easier to say, I'm going to see your man Bridges?
Well, she was looking forward to going to this movie, and I didn't want to kind of say like that, so I kind of said that the boiler needed to see.
But then obviously you could never discuss with her that you went to see Kevin Bridges.
No, I actually have said to her on a few occasions since then that Kevin Bridges was here in November and I was enough to go and see him.
That's brilliant. All right, thanks, Paul. Now, let's get back to the little lies. Peter, you're on 98FM. How are you, Peter?
How's it going, lads?
Oh, hey, yeah, Peter. You're on about hair meshes.
Yeah, Jeremy, you're being taken for a fool, you are.
I'm sure.
50 euro? It probably cost 50 euro to put the mesh thing on the head and put the dye in. How does she get it washed and blow-dried over here?
I don't know what happens when she goes to the hairdresser, Peter. All I know is, and I mean, it's her money. She's able to spend... what she wants to spend on it.
How much is she spending, Peter?
At least 150 euros. You're not going to see much change from 150. A wash and blow dry is about 60 quid in itself, at minimum. And then probably gets a style and probably blade and has a chat with all the girls. We missus got our hair done one time and came home and was like, it was 200 euros. I nearly died. I was like, what? That's a weekend away for your hair.
So hang on, the same woman, my wife, who gave out to me for buying Star Wars Lego last week, saying it was a waste of money, is spending 160 quid.
Thinking about the time she's got this mesh thing done, and now add all the other 100 euros, thinking about the Lego you could have bought with all that money she wasted.
She's going to be murdering the
Dixon
house
today. I know, but she looks lovely when she gets the roots done, though. So, what can I say?
Yeah, everyone is saying a full mesh is... anything between 125 and 180 euro.
Ah, stop. Yeah, no, that's what I'm going to buy 6 Lego sets today.
My granddad ate carrots for years, but he hated them. But he didn't want to hurt my nanny's feelings.
Ah, that's love, isn't it?
Isn't that real love? Yeah, it really is. Bart, you're on 98FM. How are you, Bart?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Now, it says on my screen that you used to have exotic reptiles, but you had to lie to your ex when you got new ones.
Kinda, yeah. I still have them. So basically what happened was I was keeping the spiders and the reptiles before I even met her. And she knew straight away about my weird hobby. So when she moved in, she said to me, like, try to keep your collection down. Just leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sneak, you know, one by one. I got this on an offer. My friend was selling this. It was nice. It was cheap. So, yeah, sneak in one by one, hoping she won't realize that it's growing. And it grew from about 60 to 100.
Did she ever notice?
Yeah, she did notice eventually. She was.
Is that why she's now your ex?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good enough for you. So he's building a whole collection under her nose and lying about it.
I wouldn't live in a house with exhausting.
Dads, I'm going to Liverpool tomorrow morning, but I have to tell the missus I'm going to Watford for a soccer match on Saturday morning. She wouldn't like me going to Liverpool.
Okay, here's what you need to do. Jeez, I swear I'm the best lawyer ever. What you need to do is you need to get some stock photographs of Waterford on your mobile phone so that when she rings you, which you will do,
yep,
and says, where are you? I'm in Waterford. Oh, send me a picture. You need a picture of Waterford on your phone.
Quick thinking, Batman.
Yeah, you see, I've been there before. Yeah, but what does he do if she says, send me a photograph of yourself in front of the main street in Waterford?
Or she rings him on FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah, what do you do?
All right, thanks very much indeed. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. Let's give the voucher to Bart, who was just on a moment ago about his exotic collection.
You get a rug for your lizard. That's Kelly Interiors.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.